For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. Maybe that's not an inspiring verse, but I hope to turn it into an inspiring meditation here this morning. I'm sharing a little bit out of some of the last few weeks of Saturday morning Bible studies. And one week we had a Bible study on the measure of a Christian leader. And this is the verse that we looked at here as the normal Christian leader that we find today. And this is a sad state of affairs. But it's interesting that it was obviously the state of affairs back in the day of Paul writing to the church in Corinth. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 19. And I just thought about this statement, you suffer fools gladly. You suffer fools gladly. God forbid that we be a people that allow fools, and we do so gladly, willingly. We willingly allow men to bring us into bondage. God forbid that Christians would willingly allow a Christian leader to lead them into the bondage of the Old Testament, to bring them back into the bondage of the law, touch not, taste not, handle not, to bring them into the bondage of observing days and seasons and years, to bring them into the bondage of keeping a part of the law, because we know from Scripture that if a man is a debtor to part of the law, he's a debtor to the whole law. But that's what it says here. You allow people, men, leaders, to bring you into this kind of a bondage. If a man devour you, you know, there are those sort of men that's their goal and their aim is to use up others. And he says here, you suffer these men gladly. They take of you. They exalt themselves. And so I had a subtitle at that Bible study on meekness and gentleness, or pride and power. And that's what we find here, is a man exalting himself, and it says a man smiting you on the face. That's not the meekness and gentleness of Christ. That's not the true measure of a Christian leader. But rather what it is the mockery of what leadership truly should be. Let me read you a little bit of Paul's qualifications here as I go on in 2 Corinthians 11. He said, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. He says that five times he received 39 stripes. Three times he was beaten with rods. Once he was stoned. Three times he suffered in shipwreck. A night and a day he spent in the deep, in the ocean. Often in journeyings, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness. This is not the picture of a man who was in ministry for the satisfaction and the perfection of his flesh, for the comfort of his flesh, but rather because he truly cared for those he was ministering to. In weariness and painfulness, watchings and hunger, thirst and fasting, cold and nakedness, and besides all those things which were without, besides all of that, says Paul, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. So what came upon him daily was this intense concern for the churches. And we can't go into all those scriptures here this morning. I would like to point out here in Matthew chapter 5 that we have a teaching from our Lord, and he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In James chapter 3, we have this, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation, a good behavior, his works with meekness of wisdom. And so I guess I want to encourage you, if you're a leader this morning, that you continue to walk in the way of Jesus Christ, meek and lowly. He said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly. And that's where we should be, is a leadership that is not weak, but meek. And also, beloved, if you're suffering fools, I guess I encourage you to consider what the Scripture says here. And what Paul says, he says, you suffer fools gladly, but you won't allow the true godly man who's trying to lead in meekness to be your leader. And so maybe there's a need to repent there. So I hope you're encouraged this morning as we look at these scriptures, and that you consider the leadership and the sweet meekness of Jesus Christ, who is in fact the head of the church. And that would be your encouragement for today, to walk in that same kind of Christ-like character.